When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bryan Danielson turns heel, Becky hits back at the Flares, and is a top Raw star, hanging up the boots sooner than we think. For Thursday, November the 18th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Apparently, cowboy shit doesn't involve wrestling. I'm out here wrestling every week, and you're just out here flapping your gums. So hey, some people celebrate like that. When I won the world championship at WrestleMania, I wrestled the very next day. Of course, Virginia boos hard work.
I know Virginia's for lovers. But I'll still fight.
Uh-oh, here we
go. Down here.
It's boiling over between the champion and the number one contender.
One heck of a promo between Hangman Page and Bryan Danielson from last night's episode of AEW Dynamite. And it was in that promo, as you heard there, Bryan Danielson surprises us all by turning heel. Bryan Danielson is a baddie now. He came out and wished that he'd be fighting Kenny Omega instead of Hangman Page. Talks about the excuses that Adam Page has made throughout his run in AEW. Says he's not happy with the fact that cowboy shit is just talking and not wrestling. He insults the crowd in Virginia. And now has promised to beat up all of Hangman Page's friends en route to getting his shot at the AEW Championship. That started with Evil Uno, who Bryan Danielson dispatched. And it looks as if over the next couple of weeks, AEW Dynamite is going to be emanating from numerous hometowns of members of the Dark Order. So expect Bryan Danielson to cut a path through them, starting with Colt Cabana next week. So, interesting this. Bit out of left field. You know, a distinct lack of heels on top is something that maybe they hadn't prepared for. Maybe this was something that they feel like is timed well. It just came out very suddenly that all of a sudden Bryan Danielson's cutting a "you people are rubbish" promo after several weeks of being positive about everything. I don't know if I'm 100% invested in the execution on this one, but either way, we're getting some interesting storytelling now between Bryan Danielson, the Dark Order, and the new AEW champion, Hangman Page. But what of the former AEW champion? Well, on Dynamite, Kenny Omega revealed to the rest of the Elite that he was taking time away from AEW to fix things. Adam Cole replied, "Cleaner, I got this." Omega not amused by that comment at all, saying he was talking to the Young Bucks and not Adam Cole. The Bucks said, look, they'll all hold down the fort while Kenny Omega is away. PW Insider say that the word making the rounds is that Kenny Omega is going to be out for an extended period of time from in-ring action. He's likely looking at shoulder surgery. They're hoping they'll have some clarity on when he'll be back by the end of the week. Omega's been in a pretty bad way since January of 2019. Back when the promotion launched, he was still coming off a really heavy run with New Japan Pro Wrestling and had a lot of injuries and niggles that had continued from there. And consequently, he now has an opportunity to take some time to heal himself. And that is exactly what he will be doing. staying with Dynamite last night. Five or Select reporting that major Ring of Honor stars were slated to be backstage at the show. We're talking about Mark and Jay Briscoe. Former Ring of Honor tag team champions, former Ring of Honor champions in the singles divisions as well. Decorated stars of ROH are the Briscoes, and I think they would add quite a spicy element to an AEW tag team division if this backstage appearance leads to them making an appearance for the company soon. Full AEW Dynamite results are available at cultaholic.com.
Charlotte Flair out here acting like she don't know who the hell I am. Well, let me remind you, Charlotte, I'm the person who used to be your best friend. The person who you rode everywhere with. The person who was there so happy for you with every opportunity you got and every title that you won, but the person who was also there with a shoulder to cry on anytime things didn't go your way. But I'm also the person who realized that a friendship with Charlotte Flair comes with conditions, and those conditions are that you be the star and I be the person in the background. I'm the person that said to hell with your friendship and slapped you so hard across the face it sent me into a different stratosphere. I'm the person who had to do so much more than be just a one-note rip-off of somebody else. I'm the person who had to tear myself apart and recreate myself time and time again so that I could be the biggest star in this industry. I'm the person whose success has made you the most miserable human being I have ever met. Who has made you so bitter you don't even like yourself anymore. But most importantly, I'm the person you're gonna go face to face with at Survivor Series. I'm gonna force you to face all of your insecure demons. Because this is not about brand supremacy to me. No, this is about personal legacy. And Charlotte Flair, if you still don't remember who I am, this Sunday, I'm going to be the person who beats the ever-living piss out of you.
A fiery promo by Becky Lynch from this past Monday on Raw as we head towards Survivor Series this Sunday, which will see Becky Lynch, the Raw Women's Champion, facing Charlotte Flair, the SmackDown Women's Champion. And Becky's gone to war verbally with not just Charlotte Flair, but Ric Flair over the past few days as well. So Ric Flair put out a tweet after that Becky Lynch promo saying, "I think I'm going to have to make the trip to Survivor Series personally to see you beat the piss out of Charlotte. I don't think so, sister. The man, big time Bex, or whatever you call yourself. There is not enough choreography in the business to save you, Becky Lynch." Now, Becky Lynch had a platform to talk about this and numerous other things. She was on the MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani, and she responded to Ric Flair's comments saying, "I saw that tweet and I looked at it. I wrote out a response that would have been really quite biting. Then I deleted it and I let it go because I think it's really sad. This is a legend at one point, a 16-time world champion. And now Ric Flair is jealous of me. And that's cool. It's cool for me. And he's now trying to use me to get clout to promote whatever he has going on next because he's dug himself into a hole with other things. So I was just kind of like, let him at it because it's kind of sad." So Becky Lynch chose to not reply on Twitter but has responded to it in her own way on MMA Hour. Ric Flair saw this, and Ric Flair tweeted out the following. "So disappointed." And then he added a screenshot of an article reporting that Ric Flair's sale of the trademark The Man to WWE. So Ric Flair allegedly sold the trademark The Man to WWE. And he responded with that saying, "I did that out of respect for you, Becky Lynch. It made you millions and made me nothing. After 40 years of being the man, the company doesn't own it, and neither do you. I'll always be the man. Ask your husband." Ric Flair, needless to say, getting the last laugh, I guess. I don't know. Ric Flair's got a new podcast out. I think that's why he's talking quite a bit at the moment. Becky Lynch turned on the MMA Hour to Charlotte Flair, saying, "I think, potentially, she's one of the greatest. I think she thought her birthright is she's the star. Doesn't matter that I started wrestling when I was 15 and left home and traveled the world to chase this dream. Doesn't matter that I was never one of the chosen ones. WrestleMania main events should be hers by her birthright. I think that's her thinking. I think we know where she gets that thinking from. Reflecting on Charlotte's sexism claims, when people say that she shouldn't keep being the champion, she says that, you know, you wouldn't expect a man to just step aside like people are expecting her to do. On those claims, Becky Lynch says, "You can't say it's because I'm a woman. No, it's because you're an asshole." Simple and succinct. She goes on to talk about the Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch moment from SmackDown, the title exchange heard around the world. And she says, "There was a plan in place that was supposed to go one way. And if it went that way, everyone would have had a moment and it would have been great. I, in the back, said, this isn't going to happen. She's going to do something else. And she did exactly what I said she was going to do. When I knew she was going to purposely disrespect me, I processed it a lot quicker. And so I was able to hold it together until I got backstage. And then when I got backstage, I lost it a little bit. I had to go out and do the dark match right after, so I didn't have time to be scrapping in the back. People were talked to. But at the end of the day, I was right. What we do is extremely dangerous, and we're trusting somebody with our lives. Obviously, this segment wasn't trusting somebody with our lives, but it's the meaning behind it. And it's happened with other things. And when it happens to other people, maybe they can't say something. But I can say something. I'm not scared." Becky also mentioned, away from Charlotte Flair, All Elite Wrestling. She said, "I watch everything. Competition is great. It's great for the creative because I think it drives everybody. I think Vince McMahon works incredibly well when he's pushed by competition. I think for the stars, it gives options. I consider AEW the alternative. Their product is different than our product. We offer a different product than they do." Do take time today to check out Ariel Helwani's interview with Becky Lynch. It's incredible.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And finally, is the almighty calling time? Well, Bobby Lashley let slip that might be the case in an interview with Josh Martinez on Josh's YouTube channel. Josh asked why we haven't seen Brock versus Bobby yet, and Bobby Lashley replied with the following: "Because the people around him don't want to make it happen. I am always prepared. I am in my final run. I have a few years left, but I am open for anything. I train, I'm always in shape, I'm always ready to go. So it's never something where you have to call me up and you have to wait months and weeks. I am ready to go right now." Quite telling in there, the line, "I'm in my final run." So Bobby Lashley looking at time away from WWE very soon. He had a lot of praise for MVP as well in this interview. He says, "MVP is one of those guys where, one of my favorite quotes, sometimes you have to believe in someone else's belief in you. I think that is the biggest thing that MVP brought to the table with the Hurt Business. Because not only myself, but Shelton and Cedric, he really brought out their full potential. He got those guys the tag titles and he got me a world title. It's cool to make money and work with your friends. That's what we are able to do. Bobby Lashley goes on to say that he hopes that there is more things planned for the Hurt Business before he finishes what he is calling his final run. Twitch.tv/cultaholic from 12:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. We're going to finish this jigsaw. Come hell or high water, we're going to finish this jigsaw. We're going to give it another couple of hours today, and maybe today is the day the jigsaw gets finally done. I've been doing this jigsaw on Twitch for like 3 weeks now. We're getting it done today, and then we'll say no more about it. YouTube.com/cultaholic. Check out 9 pitches for Survivor Series. And later today, check out our predictions for Survivor Series in a very special Cultaholic Team Challenge. Check it out on the YouTube channel later. I'll say no more. And on the podcast feed later on, it's a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. Back after a short hiatus, Sam Driver and myself are watching every single episode of Monday Nitro from the beginning to the very bitter end. And you can catch up with us later today on this podcast feed. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.